Now, with the latest from the world of technology, this is the Tech Guide Podcast with Stephen Fenwick.
I quite like the number of apps that are already available. Tech Guide. The iPad 2 still beats just about everything on the market. The new iPad has just kicked away even further. Tech Guide. I quite enjoyed using it. Great design. The operating system worked hand in hand with the hardware as well.
Keeping you updated and educated. This is the Tech Guide Podcast.
This is obviously a hot selling device.
Tech Guide.
You know, we want them to be light. We want them to be portable. And this one's very fast with i7 and i5 processors.
Now, from the studios of techguide.com.au, Stephen Fenwick.
Tech Guide, episode 53. Hello and welcome. Thanks for listening and thanks for downloading. It's great to have your company. My name is Stephen Fenwick and I'm the editor of techguide.com.au. Welcome to the program. Plenty to talk about on this week's show, starting with cyber criminals trying to access your smartphone. We'll move on to Microsoft slashing the Surface RT for education and then turn to new communication services for hearing and speech impaired users. In the Tech Guide reviews, we'll be running our eye over the latest LG Smart TV. We'll also take a look at the Jump In app and also the latest Bush Heritage digital radios. And as we always do, we'll wrap up with the Tech Guide Help Desk. Tech Guide is brought to you by our proud sponsors, Netgear, Australia's number one brand of home Wi-Fi products. Lots to get through, so let's jump right in. Well, cyber criminals are really trying to stay ahead of the game no matter where we try to connect. And we've obviously been dealing with this problem using our computers and our connections to the internet. We've got internet security. But it seems the latest frontier is now the smartphone. And cyber criminals, of course, are trying to stay ahead of the curve there as well, and are trying to, they see this as a new opportunity to gain information, to make money, to get your details, to try to turn that into a dollar. And it is frightening what they're coming up with. There's a recent study by internet security company McAfee has shown that the crims have now found a way to target this device that we take everywhere, our smartphone. The thing where they're finding the sort of path of least resistance is through the app permissions. And it's mainly a problem with Android. Now, I'm not saying it's not possible on an iPhone, but it's highly unlikely because the iPhone App Store is so tightly controlled and everything needs to be approved before it's allowed to be downloaded from that App Store. So that's one thing on Apple's side there with the App Store and also for iPhone users. Google users, though, have to rely on the Play Store. The permissions aren't as stringent for the Play Store, and a lot of apps are coming through that may not be as thoroughly checked as they are in the App Store, and that's why these problems are occurring. Now, the problem is that the hackers are using the app permissions to install malware on Android smartphones. Now, I'm sure you've all seen those permissions that come up once you've you want to install a certain app on your Android device, and there are all these permissions, a long list of permissions that 99% of people click okay to get through that. Don't even read it and install the app on their devices. Well, that's okay most of the time. But unfortunately, when there are hackers that have used that pathway as a way into your smartphone, then it's some unfortunate things can occur. Now, we're talking about these things camouflaged inside free apps. So you think, well, it costs me nothing. I'm going to download it. And by clicking OK, you've kind of given these information permission to be put onto your phone and to possibly even access information from your phone. A few examples of how it's done. What you press OK, and everything is installed on your Android device. One of the things that the hackers do is they launch premium SMS scams. Now, a free app that you thought was going to cost you nothing could cost you up to $28 US, because what happens once that app's installed, it's designed to then send out seven premium SMS messages at a cost of more than US dollars, $4 each. Now, you're saying, hang on, I'm sending SMSs, that's free. But no, premium SMSs cost you money to send. So these apps are automatically then sending 7 messages, racking up a $28 bill on your account, which you got from what you thought was a free app. Now, there's another thing that it does as well. It also sets up a way of racking up bogus ratings on apps. There is a trick that a piece of malware called Fake Run can trick users in more than 65 countries into giving certain apps 5-star reviews. What that does, it looks as if it gives that app the impression of it being very highly trusted product. So a lot of people are going to think, oh, well, there's a lot of 5-star reviews here. This looks trustworthy. I'm going to download it. Well, what ends up happening? Malware on your smartphone. So this is another way that these hackers are trying to get into our lives. And unless we've got something in place to protect ourselves, like mobile security, there is such thing as mobile security. You can download them. There are some free apps you can use. There are other paid apps to give you more features. But these are the steps we need to take. Anywhere where you're connected to the internet, you need internet security software. Even if you're using a Mac, a lot of Mac users think they've got this false sense of security. Macs are vulnerable to internet attacks as well. But on the phone side, definitely Android is obviously going to be a target. There are more users ramping up. They're already, I think, slightly overtaken iPhone users in worldwide markets. I think in the US, Android users are well ahead and will progress even further just through the sheer number of manufacturers who run Android on their devices. We're talking Samsung, Sony, LG, HTC. All these big companies are using Android. And the cyber criminals are rubbing their hands together thinking, well, these are more people we can target. It's kind of like the reason why Windows users are targeted in the computer world. Hackers want to target the largest group of people. In the computer world, that's Windows users. So Mac people think, well, we're not vulnerable. But the reason there aren't as many security threats in for Macs is for that reason, because it's only 10% of the market. Windows are used by 90% of the computing world and thereby a massive target for cyber criminals. Don't be a victim with your smartphone. If you are running Android on your device, and even if you're running iPhone, explore the options, because information from your smartphone in the wrong hands could do a lot of damage. Well worth taking that precaution, going to the trouble of doing some research. You can read my full story at techguide.com.au.
This is Tech Guide with Stephen Fenwick.
Microsoft are making a bit of a splash in the education space. Now, we've all heard about it, and I've spoken about this in the past, the Microsoft Surface tablet. I'm sure you've seen those ads where all those people are dancing around and clicking their covers on and off. How that is used to sell a Surface Windows 8 tablet, I'll never know. But it does seem to be pretty popular, and look at me, I'm really cool. I've got a Surface tablet, and I can dance. But that's beside the point. The Microsoft Surface tablet, the RT version of the tablet. Now, up front, I'll just explain that there are two versions of the Surface tablet. Now, the Surface tablet runs the Surface RT runs Windows RT operating system, which is kind of like Windows 8 Lite. So it's a lighter, faster version, or not fast, but it's a streamlined version, let's say, of Windows 8. So it is not the full version of Windows 8 as you do get on the Surface Pro, which was released a couple of months ago. But on the Surface RT side, the cheaper version of this tablet, Microsoft have struck a deal for educational institutions to get vastly discounted pricing for their students. Now, smart move on Microsoft's behalf, because they are trying to pinch some market share from companies like Apple. Apple aggressively go after the education market, and with good reason. You get a customer at school, there's a chance you'll keep that customer as they grow into adulthood, and the chances you're going to keep that customer longer. If you can get them while they're at school, not only will you help them in their education, that gives them a bit of a positive feeling towards your device, your product, your company, and that's why Microsoft are going to these lengths. Now, the savings are pretty significant, I have to say. The savings are up to $400. Like, we're talking the pricing of the Surface RT 32 gig model is $219. That's down from the estimated $559 RRP for that product. So that's a pretty decent saving if you want to integrate that. I've got all the pricing on Tech Guide if you want to read that story. But the Microsoft Surface tablet has a 10.6-inch screen. It's got a ClearType HD display. And as I said, running the Windows RT operating system, which is the lighter version of Windows 8. Still has all those great connectivity. It's got USB ports. It's got a nice kickstand. Also comes with an optional cover that doubles up as a keyboard. So you can position the device as a laptop. So the Surface tablet actually sits up on the kickstand. The cover then is on flat on the table, but on the underside of that cover is this touch keyboard. So it's instant laptop accessibility if you want to use the keys rather than just using the touch screen. But if you're in education and you're looking, if you may be a principal, you might be a teacher, you might be at university, there is a deal to be done. If you want to get the Microsoft Surface RT. Now, the deal is only going to last till the end of August, so you better get your skates on if you want to get your orders in. Surface, significant savings for Surface RT. You can see all the pricing and the discounts at techguide.com.au. This was a little an interesting announcement that was made from by ACAN, the Australian Communications Consumer Action Network, ACAN for short. Now, what they've announced is the fact that Australians who have a speech or hearing impairment now have a new way to access communication service. Now, let's just have a little think about this for a moment. If you're deaf or you're speech impaired. If you're deaf, you're obviously, if you're making a video call or phone call, well, you can't hear the call. So what they've done, the National Relay Service, which is a facility that's a non-for-profit funded through the Australian government, they've created a way for deaf Australians to make video calls with responses interpreted into English and then spoken to the recipient before being signed back to the caller. So they can make the calls, the call video calls interpreted. Obviously they're making sign language during the video call. That's interpreted into English, spoken then to the recipient. Their response is then signed back to the caller. So that way they can make their video call and both sides of the conversation can understand and hear, well, technically understand, not hear, but they can know what's being said. Which is a really big step, I think, for some users. Now, there's deaf callers as well who need to contact a person who doesn't have access to SMS, for example, because obviously deaf people they're sending their SMSs, they can't hear the calls. They're sending SMSs back and forth because they can read them. Now, if they need to contact someone who doesn't have access to SMS, perhaps a landline, then what they can do is now send that text message to the NRS, the National Relay Service, and then they relay the message to the intended recipient by voice. So they call them and give them the message. Now, if there's a reply, if there's a response, these are simply then put back into a text message and sent back to the caller. So these may not sound like much to able-bodied Australians that can hear, that can talk, but to these other speech or hearing impaired users, they could be another step towards independent lifestyle and a way to keep in touch with family and friends. A move where I'm applauding, very well done. Network Relay Service, as I said, it's a not-for-profit made possible by the Australian Communications Exchange, which is under contract to the Australian government. So good move there. If you know anyone who's hearing or speech impaired, let them know this service is now available. I'm sure this is it'll be good news for them. You can read a little bit more about that at techguide.com.au.
Keeping you updated and educated. This is Tech Guide with Stephen Fenwick.
Tech Guide is proudly sponsored by Netgear, Australia's number one home Wi-Fi brand. Now, if you want to experience the fastest Wi-Fi in your home, then Netgear has the answer. You can go faster and further with Netgear, Australia's number one brand of home Wi-Fi gear. You can supercharge your home wireless network with the Netgear's wireless AC products. The new standard is now 802.11ac, up from 802.11n. This delivers next-generation gigabit Wi-Fi that's up to three times faster than existing Wi-Fi products. They're NBN ready and great for streaming HD video. So Netgear's family of 802.11ac products can provide increased Wi-Fi coverage as well. So you can now use your mobile devices, such as your tablets and smartphones, in every corner of your home. Now, recently, the HTC One, the Galaxy S4, the MacBook Air, they're all now 802.11ac enabled. So they are packing this latest Wi-Fi standard. So if you are using one of these new products, the new Netgear modem router can connect in your home even faster, up to three times faster, as a matter of fact. Also, you can use the Netgear Genie app, which has had over 2 million downloads. It makes installation really easy and lets you view and play all your digital photos, movies, music, all that content on your smartphone, tablet, PC, or smart TV. If you want to find out more, head over to netgear.com.au/fastest Wi-Fi.
Tech Guide. Now, a Tech Guide review with Stephen Fenwick.
Our first review on this week's show is the new LG Smart TV, the 2013 model. We're talking the 55LA7400. So it's the LA7400 55-inch version. We've had it here in the Tech Guide offices for a little while, and I've got to say, I like it. It is offers pretty good, not pretty good, excellent as a matter of fact, picture quality, but it also offers all that connectivity that you came to come to expect from a smart TV, and then some other features that you don't expect. But in let's just go through it. In terms of design, the LA7400 is pretty sleek. What I like about it is that there is hardly, you hardly can see a frame on it. The only black outline on the, around the screen is actually within the screen itself. So there's no thick plastic bezel covering any of the screen. The only bit of frame is the very thin metal strap going around the outside of the TV, a metal frame. At the bottom of the TV, there's a that's probably the only sign of a bezel that you'll find. It's a silver strip along the bottom, the LG name in the middle. And it's got a not great stand that makes the gives the impression that the display is floating above the surface there. Great for desktop, tabletop mount or on your low boy, but it can also be wall mounted as well. Now, in terms of features, of course, picture quality is number one. Plenty of technology at work under the hood of this device. You got things like LED Plus, True Motion, Triple XD Engine, and a contrast optimizer. So LED Plus boosts the it can sort out the different LED light levels. So you can it offers enhanced contrast and color, so it lightens and darkens different parts of the screen. True Motion smooths out the picture, because as the screen refreshes, you sometimes get a bit of that motion judder, hardly any to be seen with the LG. The Triple XD Engine is kind of the processor of the TV, and it is its job is to produce realistic colors that are warm and bright without being too garishly strong and oversaturated. And the contrast optimizer, the name speaks for itself, provides pretty good black levels and a lot of detail in those black levels as well. But on the smart side, what I liked about this TV is that the connectivity options are terrific. So it's got built-in Wi-Fi if you haven't got a cable handy to your TV. It also comes with a cool little magic remote. So you get your normal remote. Magic remote, though, puts up an arrow on the screen, kind of like a Wii remote control. So it's easier to navigate, easier to use if you're, say, browsing the web. It's kind of like using a mouse on your computer screen. And easy to it accesses all the main controls like your volume, program up and down, accesses the smart dashboard, the smart home, where all the apps and all of your content can be located. And it also allows you to connect to other Wi-Fi devices in your home. So not only can you connect and download content from outside your home network, you can also connect to other devices on your network and access, you might have music or videos or all this content on your devices within the home that are on the same network. They're accessible from the TV. Also on board is Miracast, which is, if you've got a compatible smartphone, the latest smart Samsung, LG Optimus G, Xperia Z, they can actually mirror, they can connect wireless to the TV and replicate your smartphone screen on the 55-inch screen. Pretty cool if you maybe want to show someone some videos or a picture, a presentation, a lot of uses there. Can also make Skype calls with the addition of a camera, which is needs to be purchased separately. But you can turn your TV into a Skype video call with a wide angle, so you can check out a lot more people can fit into the conversation and into the video picture as well. It's a 3D TV, and it uses LG's 3D, the light battery-free glasses, so the lightweight glasses. You get four pairs with the television. Now, I mentioned picture quality, and you know, they've done a very good job over last year's model, and last year's model itself was an improvement on the previous year. So everything's sort of on the way up there for LG. A few years ago, there was a lot of noise and a lot of grain in their TVs, but they've seemed to have sorted all those issues out, and now the picture looks pretty pristine. Picture quality is quite natural. Skin tones are very good. And as I said, the blues, reds, and greens are presented very accurately, but not oversaturated. A lot of TVs make the mistake of pumping up the brightness to make colors look good, and the picture just ends up looking unnatural, but not the case with the LG LA7400. Another feature that I really like is the smartphone app that you can download to control the TV. Whether you've got an iPhone, I use an iPhone, but there's also obviously an Android version, and it puts almost in every control you'll find on the remotes onto your smartphone. So the advantage of that is the fact you can now use your touchscreen as a bit of a trackpad like you use on your laptop, so if you need to guide the cursor around the screen, you can. And it also, what I really like is that it can actually stream a channel to the smartphone. You look on Tech Guide, I've taken a photo of my iPhone connected to the LG TV, and you see in the background, I was watching a program, and the same program you can be seen on the smartphone. And I understand you can also view a different channel on your device if there's something else that your partner or someone else in the household wants to watch. But look, you can read my full review and see the star rating, how many stars out of five I gave it. Priced at $3,099, that's recommended retail. You'll probably get a better price in the store. But if you're looking for a smart TV, this one looks really nice. It also has a great picture quality, lots of connectivity options, really easy operation. That's what I like about it as well. You can read my full review at techguide.com.au. Okay, our next review is the Jump In app. Now, if you ever watch Channel 9, you see them promoting this quite heavily. I think it's something to do with 9MSN and obviously 9 backing it for their own programs. And you can use it to interact with different programs, because what do we do nowadays when we watch TV? We're tweeting, we're on Facebook, we want our extra information. We're using our devices as the second screen, our smartphones and our tablets. In this case, this is an iPhone, an iPad app, Android version coming soon. But what it allows you to do, for example, during the State of Origin, there is a deciding game on July 17. If you're at the game or watching comfortably at home, you can access various replays, different angles, live stats. You can even then interact on Twitter and Facebook, sending out tweets, updating your Facebook status. And as you see with some reality programs like The Block and Current Affair and 60 Minutes, you see some of these tweets appear on the screen nowadays. This is a way for you to then interact with that stream through the app. Rather than having to dive out of the app and use the actual Twitter or Facebook app, you can connect your accounts to this app and interact in that way. But a lot of other shows that are using it, there's, as I mentioned, the Today Show use it, the NRL Footy Show, the AFL Footy Show, and State of Origin in a few weeks. So most of the 9 shows where there's this audience interaction, they're coming straight from the Jump In app. It's free, well worth checking out, and it's also an interactive TV guide, so you can plan your viewing and set reminders within the app. So if there's a show you want to watch in a few days, it'll give you a reminder. But the Jump In app, free to download for iPhone and iPad, so you can interact with the program that you like. Now, Now, we love our digital radios here at Tech Guide, and Bush Australia are really good at making those retro devices that may have the old style looks, but they've got the modern day technology. And the very latest version is the Bush Heritage, the Bush Heritage digital radios. They look like they're from the 1950s, and people love them. They refer to these, I think, this will appeal to older users who love the radio. They love the wireless, as they used to call it, and this actually looks like the wireless they probably were listening to years ago. And Bush have had a lot of success with this styling. They've got a lot of models of not digital radios with these retro looks, and they've been very successful. Hence the reason why the Bush Heritage has been updated as well. Now, this is a larger radio. It's got two 10-watt speakers on board. And it sounds pretty good. It's two stereo speakers, I should add. And it has it's got the two control knobs, and there's all your operational buttons above below a metal grill. And there is also your digital display, so you can see the songs playing and any other information that's being relayed from the station. But another addition on this model is Bluetooth. So while it might have the 50s looks, it's got the 21st century technology. Now, with Bluetooth, if you don't want to listen to the radio, you can utilize those cool stereo speakers to stream your own music. So you might connect your phone or your media player, whatever you want to stream from, your tablet, you can then stream it to those speakers. So it's not just a digital radio. It is a set of Bluetooth speakers as well, and not a bad pair either. Pricing is $249. As I said, this is a big unit. This is a big digital radio, big sound, but with Bluetooth on board, I think plenty of value for money there. You can buy them now from David Jones, Big W, Harvey Norman, The Good Guys, Retrovision, and Dick Smith. Bush Heritage, if you want to take a look at what they look like, you can do that at techguide.com.au.
Now, answering all your tech questions, the Tech Guide Help Desk.
Now, there is one question that I've asked myself. I've been a Mac user for many years, and I've just invested in the new 27-inch iMac. And while other companies are still offering the optical drive and in many cases a Blu-ray drive, Apple have steered right away. Their latest iMac does not have an optical drive. So if you want to play DVDs, you need to buy their SuperDrive or another external DVD drive. But if you wanted to play Blu-rays, then what chance have you got? I think Apple are publicly on the record denouncing Blu-ray as, you know, just a bag of hurt, I think it was described by Steve Jobs many years ago. And obviously, Apple would much prefer you to download a movie from iTunes than to buy a Blu-ray movie. Now, myself, I'm more of the Blu-ray disc crowd. I like seeing my collection. I like being able to play it on my DVD player. I've got quite a high-quality DVD player and a nice setup here where I can watch it in its true quality and in all its glory. But what about if I wanted to watch a Blu-ray on my Mac? Now, this is a problem because Apple do not support the Blu-ray format. They still support DVD. They've got your SuperDrive. But if you've got a Blu-ray collection and you want to take advantage of your great 27-inch high-res screen, how do you do it? Well, here's how. You can buy an external Blu-ray drive. In my case, I actually purchased a Buffalo external drive. And it cost me, I think it's from JB Hi-Fi, it cost me, I think, $125. But there are others. I think Samsung make one, Sony make one. They connect via USB to the Mac. Now, if you're playing DVD, that's fine. The native DVD player on board the Mac will read DVDs from those devices. Now, it doesn't say anywhere on the box or anywhere in the documentation on the product itself that they work with a Mac, but their website does say that the Macs can use it. But the problem is, the second problem there is that you need to find the software to run it, because Apple does not natively support Blu-ray. The good news is there are some apps you can download called very, very imaginatively the Mac Blu-ray Player. You can download that as I think there was a trial version, but I think it costs around, I think, $60 US. I think they may be running a special. I think it's now down to $32. But there is actually a free Blu-ray player for the Mac that actually I've downloaded to use with my Buffalo Drive, and it works fine. And basically, it is the same software as you see. I think there's another one called IDEA. That's IDEER. There's the free Mac Blu-ray player. So they all kind of look the same. I think they're made out of the same company, just given different names and different backgrounds. But I found that the free player worked just as well. So that's a great way to play your Blu-rays. But there is also software to burn Blu-rays as well, because you think about it, a Blu-ray disc has up to 50 gigabyte capacity on a single disc. That's a very handy way to store and archive your documents and files and things like that. So there is software available, like things like Roxio Toast Titanium 11, I think is the latest version, that allows for Blu-ray ripping. Even in the App Store, the Apple App Store for the Mac, there are some apps that can also facilitate Blu-ray burning as well. So you want to invest in a Blu-ray drive. It's around $100, $120, depending on where you buy it. You might find some on eBay. Good news is, though, you can get them to work on your Mac. So you can watch Blu-ray discs, as I am doing, on my Mac here in the Tech Guide Studios. Blu-ray on a Mac might not be something that Apple wanted, but I'm sure there's a few users out there who do. And that's a wrap for Tech Guide episode 53. You can read about everything we've talked about on this episode on our website, techguide.com.au. And you can get in touch by emailing us at info@techguide.com.au, and also send us other help desk questions to our Tech Guide forum. Just click on the forum menu at techguide.com.au. Big thank you too to our sponsors Netgear, the brand you can trust for all your Wi-Fi needs. If you want to stay connected, the answer is Netgear. Thanks for listening. It's been great to have your company. We look forward to catching up with you next week. So in the meantime, stay safe and stay connected.